Hello, Saints. So today I'm going to be going over my study I did on candles in worship. And today I want to start in John 4, 23-24. But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So the Catholic, evangelical, non-denominational, and all man-made traditional systems which depart from the living God seem to revere candles in worship of certain holidays, ordained by the Catholics, not of God, and for religious rites and prayers. But where did this religious practice come from, and is it ordained by God for those under the New Covenant? Well, the answer is no. It's outside of God's truth, and not of God in the slightest. It's a man-made traditional lie carried over from the multiplicity of pagan practices. And I'm going to read to you a quote from the CatholicEducation.org website. They did an article on the use of candles in the Catholic prayers and worships and whatnot. And these are quotes from the actual article. So Roman pagan culture also used candles in religious practice. Lit candles were used in religious and military processions, showing the divine presence, aid, or favor of the gods with the development of emperor worship. Candles were also lit near his image as a sign of respect and reverence. Remember that by the time of Jesus, the emperor was considered divine and even given the titles Pontifex Maximus, or High Priest, and Dominus et Deus, Lord and God. Later on in that article, it says, here, as in early Christian times, we light a candle before a statue or sacred image of our Lord or of a saint. Of course, we do not honor the statue or the image itself, but whom that statue or image represents. The light signifies our prayer offered in faith coming into the light of God. With the light of faith, we petition our Lord in prayer, or petition the saint to pray with us and for us to the Lord. The light also shows a special reverence and our desire to remain present to the Lord in prayer, even though we may depart and go about our daily business, just foolishness, as if God cares about a lit candle. So the early Christians took no part in these practices, as it is written, Jeremiah 10, and I'll read 2 to 5. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold, they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. So, and this is backed up in the secular world as well. Christians didn't partake of any of this, real Christians. The Schaff-Herzog Encyclopedia of Religious Knowledge in Volume 1 talks about it. There is no trace of their use during the first 3 centuries. For Lactantius, who lived 250 AD to 330 AD, says, if they, the heathen, would contemplate that heavenly light, which we call the sun, they will at once perceive how God has no need of their candles, who has himself given so clear and bright a light for the use of man. Is that man therefore to be thought in his senses, who presents the light of candles and torches as an offering to him who is the author and giver of light? Lactantius himself, a convert from heathenism, understood clearly the place of candles in heathen worship. It goes on to read the Encyclopedia of Religion and Ethics, Volume 3. We may take it as established beyond dispute that there was no ceremonial use of candles or lamps in Christian worship or in churches for the first 3 centuries. Up to that time, the spiritual simplicity of worship, as well as the strong antagonism to heathen customs, which characterized the early days, still continued, and found expression in occasional protests against the corrupting effect of heathen customs. So those who are holy, set apart from the world, sanctified by the word of God, will take no part in burning candles for prayers, religious rites, or ordinations of man, because the Lord never ordained it. He desires men and women who worship him in spirit and truth, not in man-made false ways and Catholic heresies. Matthew 15:7-9. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So, in conclusion, 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine, continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee.